When water managers with the Central Arizona Water Project announced they were going to pull water from Lake Powell to address drought problems in their state, managers from other drought-stricken states responded.
There were some stern letters that were written from folks in Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming.
Drew Beckwith is water policy manager with Western Resource Advocates, a team of scientists, lawyers, and economists following drought conditions in the West.
And that's interesting. That's sort of how the water community polices itself. There's no real, you know, legally binding argument that someone did something wrong. It's just it's almost like a peer pressure and shaming.
Efforts taken by the Bureau of Reclamation, the seven Colorado River Basin states, including Utah, along with water districts and Mexico, are working to conserve water. And, says Beckwith, these voluntary efforts have stabilized the decline of Lake Mead, delaying the onset of reductions to water users in Arizona, Nevada, Mexico, and ultimately California. But he says these efforts by themselves will not protect Lake Mead and Lake Powell if drought conditions persist.
Let's not focus on things that are individualistic, that only benefit few people. Lots of different uses are important. We need to get everyone's views to make sure those are all incorporated.
Reclamation Commissioner Berman is calling on states, tribes, water districts, and non-governmental organizations to work together to meet the needs of more than 40 million people who depend on water and power from the Colorado River. She would like drought contingency plans from each state to be in place before the end of this year. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.